You're listening to Walk Your Stained Glass Spirit Talk. And here is your host, Tracy Brown.
Hey, Tracy Brown here. And it's today's episode of Walk Your Talk, or more specifically, Walk Your Stained Glass Spirit Talk. You've been talking about stained glass spirit. You've been talking about being inclusive, and you've got to do more than talk about it. You've got to walk your talk. My commitment is when I am out throughout the week walking, that's my dedicated time to also talk about what it really means to be a spiritual leader in a community where oneness does not require sameness. Now, today's episode was originally recorded while I was walking in the rain. So you are going to hear some background noise. You're going to hear the rain falling. It may just sound like a little static. You might even hear the thunder rolling in the background. And I just invite you to take it all in, because the rain, the static, the thunder, those are like everyday things that get in the way of us walking our talk around inclusion. So keep that in mind and know that my commitment to you is to be fresh and honest and raw. So I'm not going to edit. I'm going to take out the parts that are really inaudible. And I just invite you to listen to the message beyond the imperfections of audio. Let's go. People want everything to be light and sunshiny, bright and lovely. And they forget that the rain is a part of nature. An important part, a crucial part, a necessary part of nature itself. The capital N, nature of God, is expressed in so many different ways. And where would we be if we did not have rain to nourish the plants, if we did not have rain to fill the rivers, the streams? We need rain. So as we walk our talk, as it is related to creating spiritual communities where inclusion is the norm, sometimes there are going to be some days where there are difficult conversations, period. Difficult conversations. There are going to be some days where there is embarrassment, exclamation point. There are going to be some days where you don't know what to say and you're not sure how to respond. This is what a rainy day for a leader looks like, feels like. This is how it shows up. So often we speak as leaders from this place of, I know better, or I have decided that this is the direction we are going. And we forget that we really have a responsibility to educate and to coach and to guide our congregants. We really have the responsibility to help them understand the direction we're going based on spiritual principle, not personal preference. Now, often when we talk about this whole concept of inclusion in our spiritual communities, our personal preference is in direct alignment with our spiritual values or spiritual principles. At least I'd like to believe that as spiritually guided leaders,
and as people who are teaching spiritual principles, that the path that we have taken to get to the position that inclusion is important is primarily grounded in spiritual principle. What is the spiritual imperative? What is the spiritual mandate for action? Any of you who've heard me speak about this know that I'm constantly returning to the what I perceive as the spiritual mandate for us to be the beloved community, the spiritual mandate for us to demonstrate heaven on earth, the spiritual mandate to live as representatives of the love and the harmony and unity that is God's nature being expressed in, as, and through each one of us. And so the spiritual mandate, or the spiritual imperative, as some ministers say, is critical to navigating the rainy days. It's critical to navigating the expected and unexpected storms. I'm sure you just heard the thunder that rolled a few seconds ago. And it reminds me that we can't know the timing. We don't know when something is going to happen in the community, and it requires us to change what we had planned to talk about at our Sunday celebration or our Wednesday Bible study, because it would be a malpractice of leadership to ignore it and pretend it hadn't happened. Maybe there's been a killing, a murder in your community. Maybe there's been a law that has been passed, or a ruling from the Supreme Court that should not go without notice, without talking about it. Whatever it is, that thunder, that rain, that storm is an opportunity. Oh my goodness. It's really an opportunity. It's an opportunity to say, this is how you use your spiritual principles to navigate what is going on in the world right now. Have you ever been in a conversation where someone has said to you, oh, the Bible is so old, it's not relevant today. It doesn't have anything to do with the way we live our life today. Or someone has referred to the Science of Mind textbook and they say things like, well, Ernest Holmes was white and male and privileged, and he's not relevant to this issue that we are dealing with right now. Or they refer to any one of hundreds of spiritual texts or religious guidebooks and declare them no longer relevant. When things are happening in your community, as a spiritual leader, it's your job to tie them together, to make sure that people recognize the relevance of universal spiritual principles and guidance to the moment. Because I promise you, there is relevance. And the relevance of the message for inclusion never gets old. Don't ignore it. Don't pretend it's not there. You do a disservice to your community members when you simply let them feel comfortable. You do a disservice to your constituents when you let them do a spiritual bypass Of course we know that everything is good or leading to good. Of course we know that all is well, even though it may not look like it. But the message of love, the message of unity, the message of harmony requires us to have the mental thought, to have the deep belief, and also to take action. So I'm walking my talk. It's not enough to just talk about it. And it's not enough to just talk about it when it's easy, when it's sunshine and lollipops, when it's a calm day with a beautiful blue sky. We have to also talk about it when there's light rain falling, thunder rolling gently in the background. In fact, it's more important than ever to talk about it when you're walking in the rain. My name is Tracy Brown.
Thanks for listening to Walk Your Stained Glass Spirit Talk. For more information and inspiration, visit stainedglassspirit.net.